Gene, is it all right if we record you?
Yes, sure.
Okay. And will you announce your topic when you start so we have it on the recording? Okay, Gene will now share his experience for 20 minutes. And go ahead. It's all yours.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, everybody. Hey, Lonnie. Good to see you. You know, I'm so grateful to be on this meeting. And, you know, I was asked by Carol. I started the BBA about five and a half years ago. And whenever any of those speakers spoke on those, they were phone meetings back then on a Tuesday night, one of the nights. And I hung on to every word these people like Carol and other people were saying, because I just wasn't hearing that message in the regular rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. And you know, I'm so grateful for that and so grateful to be here. My sober date is October 19th, 2015. And you know, just my topic will be, you know, deep down in every man, woman, and child is a fundamental idea of God. It may be obscured by calamity, by pomp, by worship, and by other things, but in some form or another, it is there for a faith in a power greater than ourselves, and miraculous demonstrations of that power in human lives are in fact as old as man himself. You know, and I think this page 55, when I started the BBA, I had tabs on it, and it talks about the attitude on the bottom. But it's really grown deeper for me. And this idea that fundamental idea of God is in all of us, including me, I think is really the crutch of my problem, because what did we do to get to this point so far? It's been about probably 10 weeks of the first step of the body that, you know, my body can't process the substance. My mind cannot process the truth. But the bedevilment exercise a couple pages before is really where it hit home. And that's what I wasn't getting, what restless, irritable, and discontented look like inside, you know? So I heard Mark Houston one time say, you know, if you're right with God, well, you're right with everything in those seven bedevilments. And I just couldn't grasp that concept of how do I get right with God. And you know, I always say it here, time takes time, but it also took me a number of things. And moving backwards in my story, this fundamental idea is that I never had a problem with God, or I could believe even from a child that there was a God. And I was told from time I was a boy before alcohol and drugs and fulfill my life, that I had a hole, a deep hole that needed to be filled. I remember, you know, my grandfather dying and them telling me this. And today I don't believe that's the case. You know, why am I doing this process? Why do I keep going, keep helping people? I think the fundamental idea is that I didn't have access to this God. I was separated. And I think that's part of my disease and part of my makeup, is that I'll always go. And from a child, so I put up these defense mechanisms and all stuff we learn about. And, you know, because we search fearlessly, and you know, I have within circled on this page within, and I used to love hearing rocketed into, you know, because when I think of a rocket, the fourth dimension. And so the this process for me has been inside. And sometimes, you know, it says it's obscured by calamity, by pomp of ego, or worship of other things. And I can get lost even in sobriety. And even today, I'm, you know, can get lost in these other things and have to remind myself that God, you know, is in me and I have access. And some days it's real easy and some days not so much. But the difference is, you know, it talks a lot about this page on this page before. We had seen a spiritual release a sentence before, but like to tell ourselves it wasn't true. So what are the reasons to believe? And that's basically when I started this talk. I started hearing people on the BBA talk, and I believed them. And I believed them so much, I maybe believed that they were like all the time, like no problems in their life. But I wanted what they had, and that started me. That started me because, like, today I have to leave this meeting exactly at 3 o'clock because I have to pick up my son at school. But I started the BBA, I didn't have that childhood in my life, the state of taking him from me because of my alcohol use and nothing else. The state had to take him for his protection and probably my mine as well. But doing this process and getting internally correct, I get to be there for things like this, you know, for Carol. I see Lonnie on the floor. All these people have helped me through the way. But this separation, once I felt connected and back to being connected, it says once the spiritual malady is overcome, I'll straighten out mentally and physically. And these things are true in my life today. They're you know, very, very much true. I haven't had a drink or the obsession has been lifted. You know, mentally, I could see the things that are going on in my mind, because even the illusion that I can think like other people has to be smashed. And that's a big one for me, because sometimes my mind just gets overrun. So where is it that I have to do? And it says, you know, great that we found the great reality deep within us. It was only there that could be found. And those were the things that, like, I didn't understand, and how to access this power, you know, how do I gain access to this power that I don't even know. And at this point in the book, you know, I'm just believing, and I'm going along because of through good sponsorship, you know, and other people, I'm just believing. So I'm just going through the motions. That's why this page 55 is really taking on a deeper meaning, when I could really believe this, feel it, and it's tangible. Like my one of my guides used to tell me, you know, faith is a result of results, and there's no reason for me to think otherwise today, because if faith is a result of results, why am I here right now speaking at 2 o'clock? It's a result of all that this power was here. There's no coincidences, or I'm supposed to be in this time and space right now. And I could even say, when I was drinking, that, you know, it was always there. God didn't find me, or I didn't find God. I believe that this power inside, internally, in each of us, and that's why we have an easier, or I have an easier time connecting with people that are in the spirit of the fellowship of the spirit. You know, I can see it, I can feel them, I can feel their presence, and that's a real blessing today, and a real blessing to have, you know, in my life, because my life wasn't like this, you know. And it tries to go back into, or being aware that the spiritual malady, or that my will, you know, will always go to self. It is something which is so great, because we have an opportunity to keep doing the steps. We have an opportunity to keep working with others and go deeper into this power and into it. And there's so many layers. And like I said, people would say to me, time takes time, Gene. I hated it. I used to hate that so much. But today that's hope for me, and it gets better and better. And as the deeper I go, and you know, I live in Puerto Rico. I'm calling from Puerto Rico, and today my life is very good, only because of I found the BBA, and I found Alcoholics Anonymous, and God was there and pushed me. But I had to get really beat up, and I really had to go through a lot of pain. And not only did I have to go through a lot of pain, I caused a lot of pain in a lot of people's lives. Like my first guide, Ian, would say, you know, I put my parents and friends through a life they didn't know existed. And that's the case for me, from jails to institutions to just a life they didn't know. I wasn't raised like that. And, you know, this process, I got beat up. So when I say why or you know, what's going on today, well, God saved me or for a reason, and I don't have to ask that, but I have to remind myself sometimes that he's deep down within. I don't have to look for, I didn't get this money, or, you know, I feel like this. I feel it's going to be okay. And if I search inwardly, it's there. But I appreciate you letting me speak. You know, that I was moved by that in a meeting just recently, and I just wanted us to talk on that. But I guess I'll end there. Thank you.